Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Rise Above TV, where we are empowering humanity and supporting unity. You're watching P3, the place where we feature individuals who have tapped into their power, passion, and purpose. I'm your host, Janie Terrazas, and today I'm super grateful to be with Inspiration Igniter, Jen Kutzer. She has started an organization called Live to Educate. She has another company called All Stars Expressions. And the way we met was really cool. We met at a magical place called Morgan's Wonderland. But let's just get right into it. Yay!
Yay! So this is, like, super exciting. Janie noticed, I guess, through my gift of baton twirling. And she's like, that's your passion, and is that your purpose? And I told her, like, that this was, like, 4 years ago. This definitely, I felt like, was my purpose, and this was my calling. But really, we got us talking about my company that I started with my mom, Texas All Stars Expressions, which is a wonderful company that we've started here in the South Texas area. And it is a nonprofit pending company that we offer baton twirling dance, you name it, design, floral, modeling, coaching, fashion, designing, anything that'll help you prep to become the most beautiful and inspirational human being possible as you serve your community in promoting breast cancer and women's health awareness, as well as domestic violence awareness, in addition to serving our community through promoting the Mary Kay Foundation, which we've tapped into my personal platform, Live to Educate, which is overcoming obstacles while achieving your dreams. So I was telling Janie about our company. I said, I would have never thought about this. I said, I started it really to help me promote baton twirling in a positive way, because baton twirling is something I've been doing now 21 years.
Yes.
I know, it doesn't even seem like it. It's like something I started at summer camp, and then I found out that my aunt did it and my grandmother did it.
Wait, how old were you when you went to summer camp? Because that's how we met. She was doing her performance at Morgan's, and she's an incredible baton twirler. Then I found out that she was like a world-winning baton twirler champion, and that's how we got to talk
about it. Yeah, so I just came back because you were like, oh, I didn't see you here last week, and I was like, yeah, actually, I was just at World's Perfect Athlete, which is a nonprofit company here in the United States that helps promote the most inner beautiful you by promoting your sport. And it's based out of Florida, and they promote baton twirlers, gymnasts, archers, cheerleaders, and dancers. And it's cool because we get to recognize our sports in addition to the, like, fashion and modeling aspect of it. And I was telling her, like, yeah, I went to represent not only Texas, because I was the first Texas baton twirler to do this. And I said, you know, it's crazy because at 31 years old, when I started this at 10, I would have never thought that I would be doing this sometime later, especially with injuries, which is how I ended up at Morgan's. So
yeah, so tell us about that story, because this woman is a book that's filled with, like, highs and lows. Because of something that happened to you in your life, which you can share here in a moment, that's really what triggered and really got you into living a powerful, purposeful, passionate life.
Right, and all about living to educate. And so just a snippet is, so I had a traumatic brain injury from a car accident, as well as injuries to the left side of my body, physically, the hip and shoulder particularly. And so my physical therapist suggested, go to Morgan's Wonderland, tap in and see if I could do some recovery, like occupational therapy type recovering. Mm-hmm. Within that environment. And I had just kind of been there. I think this is my second year by doing, we do Twirltastic Thursdays, which is teaching baton twirling to the guests. And I said, this is feathering my personal platform, Lit to Educate. And it was just really amazing, because I told her, you know, I started my company with my mom, you know, back in 2016, which is,
how long after the accident?
So this was actually before the accident.
Okay, wow.
So this was 2 years before, it was about a year before the accident. I just started the twirling side of it.
Okay.
But it was really, actually how the company started was, I kid you not, I had come back from visiting family in Ohio, and I had literally decided on the plane that I said, God, you have a purpose for me. It is take my passion for promoting positivity into our next generation. Use my master's of youth ministry degree and promote, you know, positive encouragement to our next generation. Take my passions and live it out loud.
Yeah.
And I was already planning, my company does Think Pink in the Rink with the San Antonio Rampage from Mary Carey Foundation. We were already planning, I think this is our first event with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe. Yeah, our first event with them. And I haven't had time because I was working in corporate America, and I had decided when I got back, I was putting in my 2 weeks notice. Little did I know, within 30 minutes of putting in my notice, I was going to get in the car accident that would change my life forever. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was in the accident, and I wake up in the local emergency room, and I woke up saying the phrase, Oko Tigresa, which means I have the tiger in Polish.
And that was one of the things that we had in common, because that's one of my favorite songs is Eye of the Tiger.
And so I'm like, oh, well, this is kind of funny because my last name is Tomcat in Polish. And so this is kind of how we got it started. And my mom's like, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get through this, and we're going to literally go to the Wilson County office, you know, district clerk's office, and we're going to file. We're going to take your company, and we're going to take my floral company, which is Starless Expression, and we're going to merge them together. We're going to create this amazing company, and we're going to take your passion and my passion, and we're just going to go follow to God. We're just going to literally take it and go with it. And so I didn't know that it was going to lead to me telling my story of being a survivor of more than just a car accident, more than just someone of bullying, more than just somebody of polycystic ovarian syndrome. It would open up doors of, yes, I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm a niece of a domestic violence survivor. A person who inspired me to continue twirling in college was my music teacher who had breast cancer. You know, a niece of a breast cancer survivor. Like, all of these things were accumulating to what the Mary Kay Foundation stood for. And being a Mary Kay consultant at the time, I wanted to take those passions and just bring it to our local South Texas community. I didn't know my personal platform that I used when I competed in pageants, Live to Educate, was going to just, I didn't know the doors that was gonna open. So when I met Jamie, I told her, you know, Live to Educate stands for something everybody can use, because we are called as humans to educate each other, to be positive, passionate, and to live for a purpose. So that's kind of how we met. And now to see our company, as in our company being together, and then
yes,
my company, Texas All Stars Expressions, that I get to share with my mom and so many amazing people. Like, now in Germany, we have a family station in Germany that is spreading the message.
Beautiful.
We have two mother-daughter queens that are promoting the Mary Kay Foundation. And then last year, at the end of 2019, we had a girl, my mom, and a daughter, because of one of our queens in Laredo, reached out to us in Australia, and she was telling me her story. And I said, okay, well, if you want to jump in and represent us, take our message, take our passion for what Texas All-Stars Expression stand for, and Live to Educate through community service and through her passion is pageantry and volunteerism. And to help see youth and even women that are older than me, moms and grandmothers, say that you inspire. When I walked away from corporate America, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. I was just like, I needed to get out of this. I needed to start my own company.
Yeah, you were feeling trapped and suffocated,
yeah,
and you weren't able to really be all of who you wanted to be, and you just really listened to that inside voice.
I just knew I had just spent an amazing weekend with my family up in Ohio, and a little one who, she calls me Auntie Jen, and I just looked into her little brown eyes, and she's like, you're my Mushu. You're my Mushu. I'm Mulan. And just spending time with her, I knew, I was like, okay, this is funny. Like, I don't feel like a Mushu, but okay, I know that I can, full of wisdom and I'm full of knowledge. And I look at her and I'm like, what can I do with my life to find a purpose? I have a purpose, but I'm not living it. I'm working in a world for somebody else, but yet here I'm in January. I'm 2 months out from doing an event with such an amazing organization. Most people don't realize Spur Sports and Entertainment, they give back to the San Antonio community and the South Texas community in so many good ways. And San Antonio Rampage is just awesome. Like, not only do they do their own version of Pink in the Rink, but the Mary Kay Foundation does Pink in the Rink, and they allow organizations to team up with them to help promote breast cancer awareness. And so this is what we were doing. We were doing the first ever pageant, Pink in the Rink pageant, for the Mary Kay Foundation, and my company was hosting it, and I was losing my mind. My mom was running the back end, and I was just like, here I am, what am I supposed to do? I have these gifts. And then this car accident happens, and my life is turned around because I don't remember a thing. I'm sitting in a therapy, but all I knew, my family around me here back home was like, well, we're going to get through this. And so fast forward, therapy started December 17. I meet Janie summer of 19. So by this time, we're already on track to do foreshadowing, to do our third year of success. And, you know, we're about to do third year benefit pageant with the Rampage coming up. And then second year fundraising with Rolling Oaks Small and Community Service. And I had just gotten back from World's Perfect Athlete. It's something I said I was never going to do, compete again, because I had retired at the Pan Pacific Cup. World International Championships. I said, I'm going to go compete at Tourmalet International. And because of some personal health issues, I said, I'm backing away from the sport. I'm going to go the professional route, and I'm going to be a voice for it.
Right.
But little did I know, World's Perfect Athlete was going to give me an opportunity to, I love performing. I love educating, as you can tell.
Yes.
Being at Morgan's Wonderland is just an amazing outlet to being an edutainer, to work with people of all ages, all ability. Yeah. And that's what I feel my company, Texas All Stars Expression, has allowed me to do. And my mom is someone that I woke up every day thinking how blessed I am to have parents who say I get to do life with them. There's They've given up so much to help me start my company, but they see what I'm doing. And so to be able to encourage everybody just to say, hey, sometimes we don't know what we do. We go to school for one thing, but then we turn around and do something with our lives. But I tell everybody, you know, the best thing about it, my parents always encouraged me. I have that undergraduate degree in social studies education with that music minor. And my dad asked me, you know, I tell you, you've got to think smarter and not work, you know, smarter, not harder.
Right.
And I said, you know, when I studied abroad, we had so many conversations in Australia. He goes, what are you getting out of this? I said, well, I feel like I'm using my history degree, because you're teaching, it's hot, I'm more, the cultures here in this country. But I see the relationships I'm building. I want to do something with this, but I don't know how. So this was about 3 years prior to me starting my company. And I already knew I didn't want to go to law school. I knew I wanted to do something different. So I actually backed out of taking the LSAT. I had canceled, and I was like, you know, I know I'm going to lose money, but I don't want to be a lawyer. I want to do something different with my life. So
where do you get that courage? Because it seems like every time you want to change direction, and it seems sort of like a drastic direction, but if you feel it and hear it on the inside, you just instantly like make the shift and the change. Where do you think that comes from?
You know, this is going to sound really insane.
Probably not.
I grew up in a home, my father's Catholic, my mother's identifies as Presbyterian, but then the outskirt of that, you know, my dad would drive, and I say this loosely, you know, I felt when I was younger, I was dragged to the Catholic church on Saturday and then to, you know, CCD on Wednesday night, but I get to go with my mom to Bible school and Presbyterian church on Sundays, but then her family identifying as different denominations. And then when I got to undergraduate, I kind of like found myself and where I wanted to go, but I always knew the spirit was in me, because I remember from my childhood being inspired by the spiritual love that I was given. And whether it be from my godparents, whether it be from, you know, my great uncle who was a priest, and I had a great aunt who was a nun. And then I look at how I had to find my voice. And they always say, don't make a deal with a higher power, because you never know what you're gonna get. And so I learned probably by the time I was about 23 that the answers that you're going to get aren't going to be what you think. And so I learned right then and there that I was brought in this world and could have died. True story. That's a whole other conversation.
Right.
I looked at the car accident that I had that gave me my first round of injuries in 2010. But I was given the chance to kind of, didn't have to have surgery on a knee. Okay, there was a purpose why I didn't have to have surgery and why the swelling went down. Okay, so I got to have another chapter in my twirling career. And I got to go on to graduate school. But I chose, instead of doing education, youth ministry. All right, man upstairs, that was your win. And the path that it led me down. And here I am trying to get into law school midway through my graduate program. And then I knew, having these conversations with the people that were sent in my direction in a whole other country, mentioned about 8,800 miles away from Texas. And I just knew my dad, just being the spiritual man that he is, though he doesn't always show it, mm-hmm. I knew that that was, so I definitely say my power has come from finding my own faith, finding my own voice, and learning to trust. But I will say this, so my life verse that I live by, I am horrible at quoting things, but that's it basically talks about being a light.
I love it.
And so always remembering to be a light. And I tell you, what has shook me is, you know, we are a light and we need to let our light shine. And when I first walked on the campus of Howard Payne, which is where I did my graduate studies, the first thing I saw was just walk by faith and
not by sight.
And I think that's when I've literally lived the past 6 years. Well, let's see, that was 2011. So literally going into my interview for my graduate program, no, I knew right then and there, I was like, look, this is where I'm supposed to do my studies for the next chapter of my life. So now as I take that into the 2020s, and as it goes into my doctoral program that'll start in late summer, early fall, which I had no idea that I was even going to think about doing.
I was going to say, Dr. Jen, like, that's the next thing.
Yeah, okay. Like, I had joked about it, but I never even would have thought that this was something on my list, because I always, when I graduated from my master's program, I had said, you know, I wrote Texas All-Stars Expressions as part of my, I didn't have a thesis, but I wrote it as part of something that I wanted to do with my life, as a form of ministry, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Right.
But I think my passion has always really been people, because I come from a small town. I love Texas. It's my home. But I always say it's the people you meet. It's that troop that you get to
tribe.
That tribe that you are a part of. And whether my tribe is here at home or whether my tribe is 8,000 miles away, I always know that it's looking at them and the gifts that they distilled me, or whether whether it's my twirling coach, one of my coaches in Alabama, whether or it's the people that I have met, I think to just see this journey that I've been on. That's where, I know that's a long way to answer your question, but
it's
kind of weird how
it's
like
interwoven.
Yeah, I look, it's just kind of weird to explain. Like my parents, you know, I look at my foundation. But then I look like what I got. It's basically, Jay Shetty talks about a tree. And for those of you that have not looked into Jay Shetty, he was a monk. And now he's this inspirational speaker. So I would encourage you to check him out. And he talks about a tree and how we have our roots, mm-hmm. the branches, and the leaves. And I literally kid you not, that is how I pretty well made it through a dark part of my life when I was going through my therapies. And I really had to see who my roots were. So find your roots.
Ooh, that's
find
great.
Your roots.
Yeah, what do you stand for? What do you, you know, what are the virtues and the principles that you, that are running through you? You know, because that is like going back to the light. And how are you feeling from the inside out? And you glow and radiate because you have so much joy. And I understand that even though you're bubbly and have all this energy, you still have your moments, you know? And you, in those times, I know that you rely on your faith. What are some of the other self-care practices that you do for yourself?
So this is, I thought this was like an old wives' tales or an old thing. One of the things that I started doing, actually I started it before my car accident. And I love going to see my massage therapist because it's a very zenful moment. I know that's definitely something I do for self-care. And I love the fact that that is one of my biggest practice, you know, twice a month going in and having my body get the detox out of me, getting it worked on. That's one big thing. Another thing is I've actually changed my body washes to I've made some of mine with essential oils, with like the lavender and the peppermint and yes. the eucalyptus. But then I think another good self-care, and I would have never thought about this, is yes, the essential oils are great. So is the massage therapy. But another thing that I had never really thought about is actually spending time with family. Like, I used to say when I was younger that, why am I being dragged here? Why am I, literally family and the friends that I have that I call, like, my sisters or my brothers, whether it be a text message, whether it be a phone call, whether it be dinner once a month or something. But doing something simple like that, and then I have, you know, I tell people, look, I live at home now, and that's a choice of mine. Mm-hmm. But that choice, whether or not, you know, if I pick up a move again for further my education or career, you know, I know my family's always going to be here. But just to sometimes have that connection, that is a balance. And I think music is definitely, at the end of the day, my father cannot stand how we can be in a car together and I'll just go flip through different stations if I'm in a different mood.
Yes.
And I'm like, Dad, that's just like you and TV. That's just like you and flipping. So music is truly what they say. It's like this infinite between two souls, and just how an artist can feel and, you know, you can hear what they're saying. And mm-hmm. I know one musical that really has, especially when I was going through a deep time, Rent. The message, I know it talks about No Day But Today, but like hearing Larson's songs in there, Will I? And it talks about, will I lose my dignity? Will someone care? And just like, I'm gonna be the hugest person to say I'm my own worst enemy, and like hear that. But then I hear like Seasons of Love, and like, oh my gosh, it's talking about friendship and how like that. And then I love Rock of Ages because it's just like taking 80s music and then like, you know, Don't Stop Believing is my aunt, is like my all-time go-to song. Yeah. So I think that is, but overall, one of my good friends has told me, you know, they're like, writing is so therapeutic. And I was like, I know writing is. Started when I was like a kid, and I said, but I don't do enough of it. So but I am guilty of self-care being like the hardest, because when I tell people, look, I own a business. Mm-hmm. I am a performer. And I'm an athlete, as well as being a queen and doing royalty and community service. It is so hard, you know, in addition to my volunteering at my church and helping with the youth. And on top of everything else that I'm doing, often it is so hard to find the balance. But I tell everybody, the best thing for me is, even if I don't get to say it or do it overall, the best self-care is every morning when I get to wake up and tell the man upstairs, thank you for another day.
That's so beautiful. That's how I like to start my day too. It's sort of that first breath and just sort of acknowledging the bigger picture of what's going on and God and really where it's all coming from, where everything is stemming from. It's been such a pleasure having you. I feel like there's been so many beautiful pieces of advice that you've shared with individuals, and just all of your energy, and really helps. I feel, again, going back to that inspiration igniter, you really are here living out your divine purpose. How can people connect with you and your organization? If there's any like websites or social media pages that you would like to guide them to, and any just last final words.
So we'll start with social media.
Sure.
So for my company, definitely we are on Facebook. You can find us at Texas. This is a full word as in state, All Stars Expressions. You can go like us there. You can find my personal page. You can go to hashtag live2educate, or just search the words JKO, J.KO. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter. I feel like I'm always on Instagram or Twitter's doing something positive.
Yeah.
That's almost like tracking what I'm doing with my personal life or what I'm doing with the organization. And I'm always going to give you a little something extra there. And then for our website for Texas All-Stars Expressions, it's www.TexasAllStarsExpressions.com. I definitely think that if I'm going to leave you with any words of wisdom, it's something that I tell everybody every day. Don't stop believing. Always reach for the stars, chase those crazy dreams, and always remember you've got the eye of the tiger. So Oko Tigresa.
Ooh, yes, eye of the tiger, baby. Thank you for all the beautiful work that you're doing in the community and around the world, and just for being you and shining your light and encouraging others to light up their light. Thanks, guys, for watching Rise Above TV, where we are empowering humanity and supporting unity. All your likes and shares are greatly appreciated. Be sure to tune in next week when we have Scott Goyette, who is the founder of Go Love Now. You aren't going to want to miss it. See you guys next time. Thanks again for watching. Peace be in us.